This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, star of The Capitol Steps, America's favorite political parody troupe. And Elena, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, glad to be here. It's been a frustrating week for me. I don't know about you.
Oh, why's that?
Well, you know, I kept trying to get arrested so I could get invited to the White House for a beer. It wasn't working for me.
Really? What kind of crimes were you trying to commit?
I was going through the checkout line with like more than 10 items, and I was ripping the tags off the mattresses like you're not supposed to do.
Yeah.
And all that stuff, but no.
You are a rebel.
So anyway.
Next thing you're going to do
I don't even like beer, so I just thought it sounded cool.
Well, it's a good thing you confessed this and got in the open before you decided to cross against the light or something, because, you know, we can't have you doing anything too crazy.
It's true. So anyway, things are still, I guess, heated over in Iran about the election.
Yeah, absolutely. Just some more violence on Thursday. So, you know, that's still going on, definitely.
And we've been keeping an eye on it. So I guess we have a little, we actually hired a detective to look into it.
Well, the Capitol Steps detective is familiar to our longtime listeners. So this time he's taking on an international incident, which is a little bit rare for him, but I'm sure he's going to tackle it with the same expertise as he's tackled every other issue.
So yeah, it's exactly the same.
Here we go.
I'm a private detective. My father named me Hugh. My mother named me Jim. Last name, Bissell. So my friends call me Hugh Jimbissell. Times had been tough. The recession had hit me hard. I was working less than a tooth fairy in West Virginia. Job leads were colder than Ann Coulter stamping passports at the Mexican border. But suddenly all that changed. I got a phone call I'll never forget. It was the State Department, and they had an assignment for me. They wanted me to investigate the recent presidential elections in Iran. Ah, yes, the Iranian presidential elections. Incumbent President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Wait, I'm being told the correct pronunciation is Ahmadinejad. And now I'm being told I don't have anything in my ear. At any rate, President Ahmadinejad was being challenged by reform candidate Hussein Mousavi, and the campaigning had been nasty. There were all these attack ads starring Iranian war veterans who claimed to have served with Mousavi on a swift goat. When I made my way to Tehran, my investigation immediately uncovered several large discrepancies in the election. Millions of paper ballots counted in mere hours. A wildly popular candidate riding a wave of momentum suddenly loses in a landslide, and that same candidate loses on his home turf. This was no way for a civilized nation to hold an election. Florida, maybe. I figured in order to solve this, I would have to speak with the top man himself, so I went to find Mr. Ahmadinejad. Fortunately, he was easy to find. I went to the only store in Iran that still sold members-only jackets. And there he was. I got right down to the tough questions. Are there really no gay men in Iran? And is that why no one has ever questioned your fashion sense? I told him there were hundreds of thousands of people storming the streets, going wild, burning cars. He said they were just LA Laker fans. A group of protesters had gathered, and he asked anyone who favored a recount of the vote to raise their one remaining hand. He then asked me if I knew anything about hanging Chads. Right then, five guys named Chad ran for their lives. I was getting nowhere here, so I figured I'd go speak to the challenger, Mr. Mousavi. Reports had it he was a moderate, reasonable man. He wasn't one of these extremists chanting death to America. His chant was much more moderate. Bad breath to America. And he was proposing allowing Iranian women to show one eyebrow. Luckily, that's all they have. When it came to the election, as you can imagine, Mr. Mousavi was very upset. Not that he really wanted to be president of Iran, he just figured that if he conceded the election, he would immediately start to gain a whole lot of weight and make a documentary about global warming. It seems my investigation was getting nowhere, so I decided to head home. And as I was leaving, a crowd of protesters had gathered. It seemed the people hadn't given up after all. They were determined to bring new freedoms to Iran. And so they were filming a brand new television show, How I Met Your Mullah.
And I guess the mystery continues a little bit, Elena, but at least we're a little bit closer to the truth, maybe.
I guess that it turns out after many recounts, Al Franken might be the president. That's not the story. So.
Exactly. Maybe there was a butterfly ballot there, too, and Pat Buchanan got a few hundred thousand votes. Who knows?
Yeah, so.
What else are you guys looking at? You got summer recess coming up, your least favorite time of the year, because members of Congress and the president will be out of town.
Yeah, but the birthers will be going strong, and we'll have all sorts of allegations that, you know, Barack wasn't born here, and we'll have all sorts of things swirling around. It'll just give more room to the bloggers, so we appreciate that.
That's always good news for us. Elena, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks a lot.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capsteps.com. Where you can pick up their brand new CD, Obama Mia. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.